Oh, yes, Meg. You've worked here for, what, 3 or 4 months
yes.
now, and you've probably noticed just in the chat off the air, Crevo is very fancy. He likes fine dining. He likes cooking it. He likes sourcing the ingredients. And I feel like he gets off and judges everybody else here that doesn't eat as well as he does.
Oh, I don't know about that, but if you're having cheap, crappy food, I'll call you out on it.
But if it tastes good, what's... Like, it doesn't matter if it's cheap.
Well, that's true. But it's just more about quality of ingredients. Okay. Things can be cheap and delicious. That
when
is
you
so
earn,
true.
When you have $1 million a year contract like Crevo does here, I mean, it's very easy to, eat like that. But
anybody,
the rest of us are microwaving pies.
Look, if you like good food, there's nothing wrong with that. And I hold my head proud with that.
I wanted to put you to the test today because I was reading an article about Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's wedding menu. It's been leaked and the ingredients are next level fancy. Like, nobody knows what they are.
There was some random stuff in there for sure, but I knew a few things.
The kind of stuff you're going to have at your wedding, by the sound of it.
Probably.
Gone are the days at a wedding of the beef, fish or chicken option. You know what I mean?
The bain-marie.
It's got to be a bit fancier. You've got to glow this thing up, right?
So what I've done, right, is I've had a look online and found some really fancy, top-notch, Michelin-star-level ingredients that some restaurants are using. Australian ingredients.
How exciting.
So
this
what I thought
fun.
I'd do, right, this is to test your foodie knowledge. Meg and I are going to ask you questions. We're going to say what the item is, and you have to tell us what it actually is. So yeah. It has a fancy name, but you've got to tell us what the average answer is.
The bogan
is.
Name.
The bogan
oh,
man's
what it's
answer.
Really called, yeah. What you would know it as. Okay. I'm harnessing the power of my brain.
Would all you right. like me to kick this off?
Let's crank up the Millionaire Mark theme. I think it's only fitting...
Oh, God.
For this, Meg, question one,
okay.
please.
Kangaroo succune.
Oh, it's... I don't know that word. Obviously...
I could be saying it wrong, to be completely honest. I'm not as fancy as you.
Maybe stomach?
No.
Locking it in?
No, obviously
wrong.
Not.
Wrong, sorry.
What is it, Meg?
Kangaroo meatballs.
Oh, okay. All right.
Stomach?
Well, I
what
don't
the
know.
Hell?
Would you eat that?
Kangaroo meatballs?
No, stomach.
Oh, I've had stripe and stuff. It's pretty good.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone's eating kangaroo ones, though. That sounds... Maybe that's too far. Beef tripe, delicious.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Number two, Crevo. Can you please tell me what a pandanus is?
Now, I think you're pronouncing it incorrectly. I think it's pandanus, and it's a spiky plant that grows probably in the Northern Territory, and you can crush the leaf and make pandanus jelly, or there's, I think you, maybe the seeds can also be roasted.
I'll give you that one. So it's an Australian fruit with an oily, nutty seed. Best eaten roasted.
There you go. So,
yeah.
How basic are you? You're eating the leaves, not the fruit.
Well, the leaves makes this like a hard green jelly, which is good in desserts. They used in a lot of Southeast Asian countries.
Okay.
One on the board, Meg, number three, please.
All right, velutata.
Oh, velutata.
Velutata.
All I can think of is tartar, which is like beef tartar, which is the minced beef. Mm. So I'm going to do that, but made into some sort of like a pie.
Incorrect, my friend. A savoury sauce made from roux and a light stock.
Oh, a lovely roux.
Right off the mark.
I do like a roux. That's really good. That's like when you make a rich sauce from, you know, extracting out of a meat or something.
Okay,
but
so
wrong.
So far...
I've got one out of...
One.
I'm not doing very well at this. Not as fancy as I thought.
One of three. All right, to wrap us up, to get yourself some dignity back here,
okay.
Question number four. What is a pickled wakame?
Oh, I think that is some kind of radish. Is it?
Locking it in?
Yeah, lock in radish.
Sea mustard.
Ah, oh, damn. Oh, is that the Japanese one that's sort of yellow?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You didn't go that far.
I've never eaten a pickled wakame.
Oh, well, I didn't do very well at all at this.
No.
I think I need to do a lot more research.
Take away the classical violins. Crevo's a regular Joe, just like the rest of us. You think you're fancy, mate.
But really,
I
only...
Come back down to earth.
I only know a quarter of fancy ingredients in all reality.
Here's a piece of straw to chew on.
Thank you, my friend. Let's do birthday lotto up next. Looking for people born in February. Does that sound better?
Yeah, much 13,
better. 13-10-09. If you want to win, $325 is what we've got up for grabs.
Man of the people.